In this bulletin, convicted paedophile Cardinal George Pell to learn whether he'll walk free from prison. Italy's Prime Minister resigns, collapsing the ruling coalition and attacking its leader. And Australia's Steve Smith ruled out of cricket's third Ashes test due to concussion. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Cardinal George Pell is due to learn whether he'll walk free from prison today. Victoria's Court of Appeal is set to hand down its decision on his appeal of his conviction for historical child sexual offences. He was convicted in December of 5 charges over the rape of one 13-year-old choir boy and sexual assault of another in Melbourne in 1996. He was sentenced in March to 6 years in prison to serve 3 years and 8 months before becoming eligible for parole. Anyone seeking information or support relating to child sexual assault can contact Bravehearts on 1800 272 831 or Blue Knot on 1300 657 380. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte has resigned. He's also sharply criticised Interior Minister Matteo Salvini, accusing him of being irresponsible and driven by personal interests. Mr. Salvini, the leader of the far-right League Party, had tabled a no-confidence motion against Mr. Conte. Announcing his resignation to Parliament, Mr. Conte said Mr. Salvini must take responsibility for creating unrest.
Caro Matteo.
Matteo, by starting this government crisis, you take a great responsibility towards the country. You announced this crisis, asking full powers to rule the country.
The tensions were triggered 2 weeks ago by Mr. Salvini when he withdrew from Italy's populist coalition, forged only 14 months earlier between his right-wing League Party and the anti-establishment Five Star Movement. It's understood Mr. Salvini wants early elections to capitalise on polls showing a surge in his support. A new report says Australian universities are enrolling an unsustainable number of foreign students. The Centre for Independent Studies report focuses on 7 Australian universities which have high exposure to the Chinese market. All 7 were found to rely heavily on Chinese revenue, with Chinese students accounting for more than 50% of all international students and about 10% of the total student cohort. Report author Salvatore Barbones says while cultural diversity is important, universities are putting themselves at risk financially.
The risk, in a nutshell, is that they could leave. And that could be for political reasons or reputational reasons, but most likely the problems could be financial. We see the trade war going on right now between the U.S. and China, which puts severe pressure on the Chinese economy and the Chinese currency. That could blow back in the face of Australian universities in a sudden withdrawal of Chinese students.
A vote to decriminalise abortion in New South Wales will be delayed until next month after Premier Gladys Berejiklian caved to pressure from Conservative members of her party. The New South Wales Upper House will continue debating the bill this week, but a final vote on the draft legislation won't take place until the next sitting week, beginning on the 17th of September. If passed, the legislation would allow for a termination up to 22 weeks. Liberal MP and former Minister for Women Tanya Davies is opposed to the bill and says MPs need more time to debate the legislation.
It is a crisis of government that we are facing because my community is absolutely outraged that they have been shut out and denied any opportunity to participate in this process.
A former Liberal MP says the party needs to boost the number of women and people from culturally diverse backgrounds in its ranks. Craig Laundy, who retired from politics at the May election, says the party must also find new ways to recruit people from outside the political sphere. The former Western Sydney MP made the comments at a National Press Club event. In cricket, Australia's Steve Smith has been ruled out of the third Ashes test due to concussion. Smith was hit in the neck by a fast delivery from English bowler Jofra Archer during the second test at Lord's. Smith initially passed a concussion test and was later allowed to return to the field, but his condition worsened the following day. He was replaced in the second innings by Manus Labuschagne under international cricket's new concussion sub-rule. Australian co-vice-captain Travis Head says the team can still win without Smith.
So I think we got guys that are in form.
I think it showed without, obviously, Steve, that we're able to still get the job done, which is a positive. But we know that we've got all the guys in form, guys that are playing well. I think we've got the batting in the sheds that can do the job.
Labuschagne looks likely to be chosen as Smith's replacement for Test 3, which starts tomorrow. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 23. Adelaide, showers, 15. Melbourne, much the same, 16. Hobart, showers and windy, 11. Canberra, windy and partly cloudy, 15. Wollongong, windy and mostly sunny, 19. Sydney, similar conditions, but 21. Newcastle, sunny and windy, 22. Brisbane, sunny, 26. Cairns, partly cloudy, 26. And Darwin, sunny, 32. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.